WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board is holding a special meeting Wednesday night. Board President Doug Wonenberger says they'll be interviewing three people interested in filling the remaining year of the vacancy after last month's resignation of John Street.
We have put together a list of questions that we will be asking them. They should, be about the same.
Wonenberger says no action will be taken following the interviews, which will be held behind closed doors.
They all look like very good candidates, so I wouldn't be worried about any one of them.
The candidates are James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn, Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, and Jerry Webb, who is an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center. Students and staff at College Station's middle and high schools will be seeing a change of uniformed law enforcement officers on their campuses. College Station's school board was told the police department wants to go in a different direction and is phasing out school resource officers after 20 years. Superintendent Clark Ely recommended at last week's board meeting entering a contract with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office.
I think it keeps that role with the professionals and really allow us to rely upon their expertise. I think that's probably the best way to go.
The board is tentatively scheduled at next month's board meeting to approve paying the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs who would be located at all three schools, high schools, and two middle schools. College Station Police has not responded to WTAW News if a Friday night shooting was related to the arrests of two men for filing false police reports. No one was arrested from the shooting at the Eastmark Apartments on Central Park Lane, where the unidentified victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury and released. A record number of registered voters in Brazos County can go to any of five voting centers starting today for the start of early voting. Among questions asked a week ago of those running for Bryan City Council at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum was whether outside agencies are allowed to keep some city money in reserve. From District 2 candidate Rafael Pena.
Are we talking about hot funds or general funds?
Well, any group who comes to you, third party, is generally a hot fund situation, is it not?
So hot funds specifically. I know we're limited to what we can use those hot fund dollars on.
From District 2 candidate Prentice Madison.
I think some of those may need to be held in reserve, but I haven't been privileged to look at those reserves.
From District 1 candidate Al Sines.
Those funding should be spent wisely, whether that's all of them in 1 year or it goes a year or two.
District 1 candidate Raul Santana.
I don't know how much funding there is, but all I have to say to y'all is that the funding got to be equal amount to everyone.
And from District 1 candidate Ruben Marine.
First of all, let's take care of the infrastructure in District 1, City of Bryan. It's been neglected for far too long.
Comments from the candidates forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is about 8 minutes after 6. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Oh, it must have been a football game this weekend since they turned the microphone off. Well, once again, in the midst of running the board, do you think somebody is just going to go, oh, let me go ahead and turn the microphone on and say something like, hi, Mom.
Have you met any of the board ops, Scott?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Makes total sense,
all
really.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, like those silly disclaimers, they do that because there's been an accident somewhere back in the past. Okay. Anyhow, so good morning. Here we go. It's 6:10. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, not much of that in the forecast for today. We may see it peak through the clouds, but we should see more clouds than sun. There's the chance for an isolated shower at temperatures 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine's with us tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And sunny close to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs dropped three spots in the AP poll after their loss to number one Alabama. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the game. I'll give you the breakdown on how the weekend went in high school football. In A&M soccer, a win against Auburn yesterday secures a spot for the team in the SEC tournament. And we'll take a look forward at the starting pitchers when the Cubs face the Indians tomorrow in Game 1 of the MLB World Series. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we've got clouds today? Is that what he's telling me? I didn't even look at that. I was looking at the temp. I see it's getting warmer again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's 80-something. So
could be worse, yeah.
Yeah, we have – we're under so much pressure today. We have so much to get to. And then stuff that I forgot to take care of on Friday, like cupcakes.
Okay, I literally thought about that yesterday.
All right, there you go.
I thought, didn't Scott tell me how I eat a cupcake was going to tell
me? That's right. That's it.
Oh, so man, I'm glad we're covering
that. Yeah, we will. We'll get that taken care of. We have more costume news for you as far as Halloween is concerned. What's popular or what you should wear.
A week from today.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
A week from today.
Yeah, you said we were going to look at more Halloween stuff, right?
Yeah, right. Or maybe what you don't want to wear for Halloween. Once again, political correctness does rear its ugly head during this time and all the time. Yoga pants, we'll talk about them again today.
Yes.
The best seat in the movie theater. Of course, I don't know what you're going to do about that. KFC's getting sued over one of their commercials. Gotta hate that.
We do have a lot, and it's Monday.
I know. It's early in the week, so we have to. We can't be, you know, dragging this body bag through the desert by the end of the week with things that we haven't gotten done.
Right.
So I promise that we'll get that done, possibly today. Police in China stopped a driver. He was drunk in public. and they were having a drunk driving check, and this guy obviously sped away, so they knew they had a problem. He fled, jumped into a nearby river, and crawled into a sewer line.
Okay.
Several bad decisions there.
Yep.
But then for some reason or other, and this is China, it's almost like this is the kind of thing we do in U.S. America, a total of 34 rescue workers are sent in to fish this guy out.
Wow.
Look, he's drunk. He runs away. He crawls into the sewer.
His fault.
I think so. Let him take care of those
circumstances,
right? Police say the man played hide and seek with rescuers for 6 hours.
Oh, come on.
For 6 hours. They listened for his movements, tried to catch him by popping up manhole covers.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. They had nothing better to do.
That's what I'm thinking. Shouldn't there have been some other thing that 34 rescue workers could have been doing? Instead, they find him when he's cornered because he passed out from the fumes in the sewer.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Like the head rescue person should have said, hey, seal up the sewer. We'll go find him in a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously that's the way it worked.
I wonder why they didn't think of that sooner.
That's what I'm thinking. Just, okay, look, it's horrible for us down here. Let him pay for his mistake that way.
We'll get him.
Yeah.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
On Texas A&M home football game days, you'll find Aggie fans listening to Tom Turbyville and Scott Clinton as they broadcast from the Aggie Fan Zone. This two-hour program starts 3 hours before kickoff, giving fans the latest news about the Aggies and their opponent. And it's brought to you by Reed Field Meats, R&R Tire Express, BCSRealtors.com, and Norman G. State Bank. The Aggie Fan Zone broadcast, heard right here on your flagship station for Aggie football. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, here we go. It is. It's a week before Halloween. Okay, so it's the 24th. It's day 298. 68 of them to go. It is, United Nations Day. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, we give them that building. Do you realize those people can park any place they want to in New York and you can't give them a ticket?
Really?
Yeah, any of those, if they're diplomatic people, they can park any place. Just saying.
Huh.
It's a Lung Health Day. Not a private, bad deal. World Development Information Day. Oh, let's delve into that. let's see here.
Oh, it's kind of appropriate on United Nations
Day,
isn't it?
Yeah, the United Nations General Assembly decided to institute a World Development Information Day coinciding with United Nations Day. The General Assembly had the object of drawing the attention of world public opinion each year to development problems. Makes them no different than College Station.
Yeah.
And the necessity of strengthening international cooperation to solve them. Okay. Well, go on to social media today. I'm sure you can find something there. World Development Day. So, it's also National Food Day.
There we
go. I'm thinking we're probably all in favor of doing that.
Yep.
One of the targets that Food Day aims to help is to get people to eat real, which is defined by them as cutting back on sugar drinks, overly salted packaged foods, fatty factory farmed meats, and just do veggies, fruits, and whole grains, and sustainably raised protein.
Oh.
Okay. In other words, pay a lot of money for your food.
Yeah.
Because that's what that's all about.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the other side of that, it's bologna day.
Hey, there you go.
So that's the fatty,
completely opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
The fatty processed meats that you were talking about.
Exactly. Well, I mean, think about all the different kinds of bolognas there are now. There's regular bologna. There's German bologna, beef bologna, kosher bologna.
Yeah.
There's probably chicken bologna, I guess.
Turkey bologna?
Yeah. Celebrate as you wish.
I just think so. So they have garlic bologna, which...
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't know. After that second slice, what are you going to do with that half pound that you bought at the deli? Right. All right. And we got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Not too many this today, actually. It's actually kind of weird. Sinead Grimes is 27. She was on 90210 reboot.
Yeah,
the new
she's
one.
Busy getting arrested. She's one of those peaceful protesters up in like the North Dakota area about that pipeline thing.
Yeah.
So she made headlines, I think, last week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah. Drake also is 30 today.
Happy birthday. Only 30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Adrienne Bailon is 33. She was she's on the Real now. It's a daytime talk show.
Okay.
Katie McGrath is 33. She's on Supergirl and had a bit part in Jurassic World. Okay. And been in a couple other things. Singer Monica is 36 today.
Okay.
Mary Bono is 55. Of course, she became the California congresswoman after Sonny Bono died.
Yeah.
B.D. Wong is 56. He's on Gotham, and he also was on Jurassic Park and Jurassic World.
Law and Order.
Law and Order, SVU.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Kline is 69 today.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Santo Farina of Santo at Santo of Santo and Johnny.
Okay.
Is 79 today. And Bill Wyman is 80. That's a
80.
Former Rolling Stones bassist. Yeah,
80.
Mm-hmm.
F. Murray Abraham. He won an Oscar for Amadeus.
Oh, love
77.
Him.
Yeah, he's done a lot of work. Corey Robertson, Duck Dynasty.
Oh.
43 today.
Okay.
And I didn't know this guy was still alive. Y.A. Tittle. He was a quarterback for the New York Giants back in the day. He is 90 today.
Wow.
90.
Happy birthday.
Yep, 619.
It's a new day. A fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be. With promises to make and promises to keep. like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so after last week's presidential debate, Hillary Clinton lamenting to the press that there would be no more naps as the campaign heads into its final few weeks. Now, that statement might lead one to believe that Hillary would be hitting the campaign trail hard up to Election Day. Well, that does not seem to be the case. Now, Tim Kaine and Obama and Michelle Obama and crazy Uncle Joe Biden, they're all campaigning for Hillary following Wednesday's presidential debate in Vegas, but noticeably absent, Hillary herself. Between now and Election Day, Hillary will make a grand total of 6 public appearances according to her calendar of scheduled events. Tim Kaine, he'll make 11. So within a span of 3 days last week, Trump made as many public appearances as Clinton will make over the next 2.5 weeks. So much for no more naps.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com. Hey, you know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them may be window treatment so you can decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room. It has transformed our home, and it'll transform yours. Just go to Blinds.com. Use the promo code Hannity. You get 20% off their already low prices through October the 31st. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
It's always nice on a Monday to hear a story that's going to make you feel a little bit better, right? Well, I've got one for you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A 30-year-old man named Kevin Finley was working as a cook at a Ruby Tuesday near his home in Euclid, Ohio, near Cleveland. It shut down back in June, unfortunately, but they offered to let him keep his job at another Ruby Tuesday, which was about 10 miles away. The problem was he didn't have a car, so he just started walking to work every day. It's about an 18-mile round trip. Now, as somebody who's been walking 6 miles a day for the past 40-something days, 18 miles is astounding. Now, he didn't mention it to anybody at work because he didn't think it was that big of a deal, even though obviously it is. But his general manager found out about a month ago. That's when his coworkers jumped into action. They offered to take turns driving him home whenever they could. Now, one of them was a waitress named Shayla. And while she was driving him home one night, he told her he'd been saving up for a car and studying for his driver's test. So, that's when his coworkers did something amazing. Shayla and the crew decided to start a GoFundMe page a few weeks ago to get him a car, and as of Thursday night, they'd already raised over $9,000. She says he's always in a good mood and he deserves every penny. Meanwhile, Kevin's already passed his written exam and is getting ready to take his actual driving test. Once he passes it, he plans on buying a truck, and a local dealership said they'd knock $1,000 off for him. If you want to help Kevin out with a donation, go to GoFundMe.com and search for Dedicated Worker Walks to Work. Now that ought to make you feel pretty good on a Monday. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. AT&T's proposed $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner has already run into resistance. Industry rivals and politicians contend the combination of AT&T's millions of customers and Time Warner's stable of TV networks and programming would limit competition and hurt consumers. The deal certainly will face a lot of regulatory scrutiny. A Florida man who was pulled over for speeding last year and arrested when an officer mistook frosting from a donut for methamphetamine is now suing the maker of a roadside drug testing kit, which turned in a false positive for drugs and resulted in his arrest. The man spent 10 hours in jail and is now suing because his mugshot is permanently on the internet. Crude oil futures are nearly flat in pre-market trading amid doubts over OPEC's proposed output cut after Iraq signaled it wants to be excluded from the pact. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Good morning. It's 628. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the leader in over 30 years. They also do polyurethane raising, concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here we go. It's going to start warming up again. Sorry we don't get to have those cool temperatures at least for a few more days. A slight chance of a few sprinkles actually today. 84 for the high temperature today. And we'll probably continue that way as we get toward the weekend. We're going to be near 90 once again, up in the upper 80s. Lows each night will be in the middle 60s, and the winds out of the southeast. You can already feel the difference out there with the winds out of the east at 3 miles an hour. 84% relative humidity. We've got 66.
Get your glow on at the Brazos Valley Heart Walk. Did you know that nearly 50% of adults and children don't get enough physical activity? But just 30 minutes a day can help reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke. Join us as we walk and glow together at Pebble Creek Elementary at Research Valley on Saturday, November 5th at 6 p.m. and start walking for a healthier heart. Visit BrazosCountyHeartWalk.org for more information. The Brazos Valley Heart Walk is locally presented by Caldwell Country Chevrolet.
Effective networking isn't about meeting a lot of new people. It's about meeting the right kind of people. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up-your-number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-670-4500 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-670-4500 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-670-4500 or reverie.com.
If you're good at networking, you go to a lot of events and you get a lot of business cards.
And it's almost the idea that I might get lucky and at that next function meet that one person who's going to help me change my life. This doesn't happen, right?
Larry Mall, author of the book Networking is Dead, says a smaller network of, say, 10 people who you really connect with is usually much more effective.
The idea of going, are you going to, like, spread yourself like peanut butter, you know, a mile wide and an inch deep, or are you going to try and go deep with a smaller group of people? And that's why the people you pick are so important.
So, how do you connect with those people in the first place?
One of the most powerful ways is to have an introduction from somebody else. And the tools that are available in terms of LinkedIn and Facebook make the finding who's out there and what they're doing much more accessible than it's ever been in the past. So it's very possible that you may know somebody who knows that person.
But if that's not possible, Larry says you can approach people directly.
But it's not just about, here's who I am and here's what I want. It's about, is there some way that I can help you? Because we really believe in the idea of giving first. And just make an offer. A very simple offer is the best way to start to see if somebody's interested in exchanging with you.
Visit our website to download the five best shows in five topic categories at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station Police Department is ending a longtime presence at local middle and high schools. The College Station School Board was told at last week's meeting that CSPD wants to go in a different direction. The board was not given details of why PD wants to get out of providing school resource officers. There was no opposition to having SROs from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board he did not want the district establishing its own police department.
Fundamentally, the mission of the school district is to educate children, and fundamentally, the role of a sheriff's office is law and order and public service and protection.
CSISD has been paying CSPD 75% of its cost to provide four SROs, one at each high school, one at College Station Middle School, and one who covers Consolidated Middle School and College View High School. The board is tentatively scheduled to vote next month to pay the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs, one at each location. The school district would also pay $258,000 in startup costs, most of that in new sheriff's office patrol cars. Three people who are interested in serving the remaining year of a Bryan school board seat will be interviewed by the rest of the members Wednesday night.
There'll be a short, you know, gathering of the board. We'll have to call a meeting to order, go into executive session, and then discuss the process to interview them. Then we'll call each of them in one at a time, and then, you know, we'll have discussion after that. There will not be any action taken on Wednesday night.
Board President Doug Wonenberger found it interesting there were three people willing to serve less than a full term.
It's just an interesting observation. That particular place doesn't seem to have many who will file for election, but these three candidates are really good.
Wonenberger says a list of questions will be asked of each of the candidates. They are Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, Jerry Webb, an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center, and James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn. Today begins early voting in Brazos County at any of five voting centers. It's been a week since local candidates participated in a forum sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Questions asked of those running for Bryan City Council included what should be done to reduce future flooding. District 2 candidate Rafael Pena says to look at the data the city has already collected.
Either create a bond to fund those improvements or utilize some of the existing fund balance that we have right now to address those concerns.
District 2 candidate Prentice Madison called in part for a new study.
And also, the city of Bryan is growing. So what I think we need to do is go back and start strengthening our infrastructure. If we can strengthen the infrastructure, we probably can fix or alleviate some of the flooding issues.
District 1 candidate Ruben Marine says first and foremost is the city cleaning out existing creek beds and drainage areas.
Once we do that, then we need to go to the next step and prioritize which areas are actually flooding, which homes are actually flooding.
District 1 candidate Raul Santana wants to research the issue.
That's all I really have to say is I listen, I research, and I speak out, and I want to be your next councilman so I can do that.
District 1 candidate Al Sines wants the city to acquire property easements.
If we had taken care of that problem 30, 40, 50 years ago, we wouldn't have had the problems that we experienced within the last year.
You can listen to the Chamber's Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. A professor at Texas A&M argues that Donald Trump is the best thing that's happened to American women in decades.
Professor Valerie Hudson says that he's been able to unite women of different political parties and different faiths because they are all disgusted by the way he treats females.
If Bill Clinton were campaigning for office in 2016, he would not be a nominee because of his behavior towards women. That's how far that we've come.
She says if Hillary Clinton wins, she has a real opportunity to keep these women united. A lot of it, she believes, will come down to whom she picks for the Supreme Court. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A Friday night shooting in College Station resulted in one person being treated at a local hospital and released for a non-life-threatening injury. Police made no arrest in the shooting at the Eastmark Apartments on Central Park Lane, but two men were arrested for making a false police report. CSPD has not responded to a WTAW News request if the incidents, which were reported at the same time, were related. College Station police executing a search warrant near Wynwood Park last week led to the discovery of a safe containing more than 2 pounds of what the arrest report described as high-grade marijuana. That led to the arrest of one of two occupants of the home on Horseshoe Drive, 20-year-old Matthew Tuso. The street value of the marijuana was estimated at $6,400. And a stretch of the freeway in Bryan is closed today. Both directions between Boonville Road and Highway 21 will be shut down after 8 a.m. to allow Bryan police to resume their investigation of a fatality crash that took place the weekend before last. Southbound lanes will reopen around 10 and northbound lanes between 11 and 1. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 66 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Howdy, I'm former Mayor Ben White, and I, along with all live-in College Station former mayors, support Linda Harvell for City Council Place 3. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and is pro-development. She will guide our city's growth in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. We need her experience, leadership, and insight. Learn more at votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom White Chevrolet,
Football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from and the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom Light Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partly to mostly cloudy for today. There's the chance for an isolated shower. We're going to get up to about 80 to 85 this afternoon. We're partly cloudy overnight. Those are 60 to 65. High pressure remains in control of the weather for tomorrow. Lots of sunshine up to about 85. Partly cloudy through tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And it's sunny and warm again during the day Wednesday. Temperatures are probably going to be close to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight on the Aggie football team's loss to Alabama Saturday. Meanwhile, I'll let you know how things went this weekend in high school football. In A&M volleyball, Coach Lori Corbelli secured the 600th win of her career and the 500th win as head coach of the Aggies when the team beat Georgia on Friday. And the A&M soccer team earned a spot in the upcoming SEC tournament with their win against Auburn yesterday. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you know, in years past, that's not the tournament they were really worried about getting into.
Yeah.
You know, it was like they had that as a slam dunk, so to speak, to cross metaphors, but...
Yeah, it's been a year for them, yeah. But a big win against Auburn. Yeah. So
got it when they needed it.
They're there, yeah.
So, of course, we know the Cleveland Browns will suck forever.
Yeah,
we know
sorry,
that.
Dad.
It'll never be good. It's just one of those things you live with. But, you know, you look at what the Cavs did, and now the Indians are in the World Series. I mean, Cleveland's starting to feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah.
They can actually look down their nose at Detroit every day now. But... you know, the thing is, that kind of takes a secondary seat because the Cubs made it.
That's right.
Which, again, is kind of fun. But consider, if you will, there are a whole lot of people in America who won't really give a rat's butt about this World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
The romance of the Cubs, that's great. But what was that guy's name who, Bateman, what was the guy's name who touched the ball back in the, what was that, like 12, 13 years ago? I'll have to go look
yeah.
at it. Anyway, that was a bad situation. But anyway, so the last time, what's happened, one team is there for the first time in 71 years, the other there for just 19 years. But more amazing, the last time one won the series was in 1908,
right?
The other in 1948, long time ago. Starts up on Tuesday. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Now, the Cubs' final home game of the World Series, which would be Game 5, said to be one of the most expensive tickets in sports history.
Yeah.
Average price, $4,614. Average price, according to SeatGeek.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Tickets for all three games in Chicago have an average listing price of more than 4,000. $1,000 on the secondary ticket market as of yesterday. The cheapest of the bleacher seats is $3,000.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
That guy you were thinking of, by the way, is Steve Bartman.
Bartman, yeah, that's it. Thank
he deflected
you.
The foul
right.
ball. Yeah.
He did. Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
All right, so let me show you. It's time to talk about those people.
Him and her.
Just for a minute. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Hannity says that she's only going to make six more speeches between now and the election. Well, why should she?
Right.
I mean, there's no reason. There's a chance she could screw up.
Exactly.
And Trump's got to be going overtime. Oh, I'm sorry. He's got to be going overtime just to get people to remember. And you had the story mm-hmm. about...
The A&M professor, yeah.
Who says that's the best thing that could have happened to politics because women from every stripe are angry.
Yeah.
So you can go out and do that. All right, so that said...
early voting today.
Early voting starts today. So for those who have a qualifying photo ID, got to show it in order to vote this year, state driver license from Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas election ID card, Texas personal ID card, the Texas license to carry a handgun, all of those are DPS issued. U.S. military ID card that includes a personal photo, a U.S. citizenship certificate that includes a personal photo, or your U.S. American passport. Voters who don't have those can still vote. They're going to have to sign a document says that they cannot reasonably obtain any of those things I just said, but they still want to vote, so they have to swear that that's the truth. If they have a valid voter registration certificate, then that would work. If they have a certified birth certificate or a copy of a utility bill, bring your utility bill and you can vote.
There
that
you go.
Will work.
Oh, yeah. So there. Okay. Now, but what's more important, in addition to all of that, what is more important is in which states can you take a ballot selfie?
Oh.
See, that's what America cares about.
Oh, yeah.
Secrecy in the voting booth. It's a thing now.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a thing because, you know, there are no nationwide laws. So here's the deal. The places where you can take a selfie, basically in the Northeast, with the exception of Louisiana. Okay. Texas, it basically is unclear or mixed in that category. And then the states where you absolutely can are Nevada, New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and then all the Southeast Conference schools, with the exception of LSU. So I'm just saying. So
right.
if you want to, I guess you better check with an election judge since Texas is in the category
of
mixed
unclear.
Or unclear
yeah.
as to whether or not you can take a selfie because, after all, that's the reason you want to go vote.
Yeah, it said let everybody know that you went and voted.
That's exactly.
It. Yep.
They never have the stickers when I go.
You hate that. Anyway, so today is the day that it all starts. And, again, remember that now you can vote any place, even on Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this system where
right.
everything is all interconnected. Oh, and I guess that means that the voter fraud stories will kick up a little bit more
oh, yeah.
today.
Yeah.
That's going on. All right, 6:47.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Heirloom tomatoes are probably more popular today than they were when they were new. Antique roses are as commonplace as today's modern hybrids. So where are the shrubs of yester landscape? What's happened to the plants our grandmothers grew? And why aren't aren't they just as good today? Unsung Shrubs for Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. There are some absolutely wonderful shrubs that have fallen along the garden path over the last several decades. They're out there just waiting to be rediscovered, but until advocates step forth and ask for them, nurserymen will keep growing the shiny new plants that sell best. I have some pages from our landscaping scrapbooks. These are plants you'll see behind you and your relatives in all those family photos. We're going to start with Italian jasmine. This is one of the most durable of all landscaping shrubs in Texas. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 or 6 or 7 feet wide. Its leaves are the darkest dark green of any landscaping shrub, and it's almost never bothered by insect, disease, soil, or climatic problems. I've grown it for all of my life, and I've never seen a problem with it. It's a wonderfully soft arching plant visually, so it works well in covering sloping areas, also as a relief to taller, coarse textured shrubs. It grows quickly and it tolerates everything from full sun to moderately heavy shade. It produces multitudes of small yellow blossoms from late winter on. It's not showy, but it's always gorgeous. Then there's primrose jasmine. If you want something just a little bit larger, go with this evergreen shrub. Like its sister, Italian jasmine, primrose jasmine is arching, but it gets 5 or 6 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide, a little bit bigger than Italian jasmine. It has larger, lighter green foliage, and the flowers are considerably larger and double. More than one row of petals. It's reliably winter hardy in the southern two-thirds of the state. It deserves much wider planting. Its flowers really are showy. Oh, one of my favorites of all time is Chinese photinia. Just when you thought you'd give up on photinias forever because of the disease problems, you realize there's been an old standby waiting in the wings. Chinese photinia has been in our landscapes for a century or more. It doesn't have the coppery new growth that red tip does, but it also doesn't have those problems. It grows best in full or nearly full sun. It'll get 15 to 20 feet tall. The main problem is availability. Your best bet would be to find chance seedlings and then grow your own. It does have powdery mildew problems in the spring that red tip doesn't have, but the fungal leaf spot that's just killing red tip photinias does not bother Chinese photinia. Oh, and a couple of plants that I like a lot, and I don't really have much time to talk about them, standard Nandina, the old-fashioned standard Nandina, and glossy Abelia. I'm Neil Sperry, the least planned part of your landscape, probably. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Hi, I'm Debbie Lewis, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Henderson with The Med. Bentley Nettles, our veterans attorney, is going to talk with us about VA benefits. And I'll be talking about foods that can help you de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, in college football, Jonathan Allen returned a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown late in the third quarter to help number one Alabama hand the then sixth-ranked Texas A&M its first loss of the season, 33-14 Saturday. The Crimson Tide moved on as the Powerhouse League's last unbeaten team, getting yet another in a long string of defensive scores. The Aggies seem likely to put up the biggest fight with a defense that kept the pressure on Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts and a handful of big runs by quarterback Trevor Knight. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
You know, you really had 5 minutes in the game that really determined what happened. We extended the drive with the roughing the passer. Then we extended the drive again on that drive with, I think, an offsides. So, and you back that up with a fumble return for a touchdown. And in a game like this, against a team like that, that can't happen.
Speaking of that fumble return, here's Aggie quarterback Trevor Knight.
You know, they blew up the play. Guy blitzed off the edge and was right in the mesh lane there, and he made a good play. And then we weren't able to bring him down. And, you know, that's what they've been known for this whole year, is making big plays on the defensive side of the ball. And that was kind of the tide turner in the game.
Alabama racked up 5 sacks of Knight, who had engineered Oklahoma's Sugar Bowl upset of Alabama as a redshirt freshman with a 348-yard, 4-touchdown performance. He passed for just 164 yards and ran for 24 yards on Saturday. Texas A&M's loss at Alabama has dropped the Aggies 3 spots in the latest AP college football poll to 9th. Baylor moved up 1 spot and sits just ahead of Texas A&M at 8th. Meanwhile, Alabama remains the number 1 team, followed by Michigan and Clemson. The Aggies next take on New Mexico State Saturday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. on Kyle Field. Pregame will begin at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school football, A&M Consolidated took down Waco University 42-7. Meanwhile, the Bryan Vikings beat the Rutter Rangers 33-20. College Station maintained their 9-0 record as they routed Waco 49-0. Navasota played their best game of the year as they took down Cleveland 37-9, and St. Joseph Catholic beat Central Texas Christian 35-20. In Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies closed out the home slate with a bang, dropping the number 11 Auburn Tigers 2-1 Sunday evening at Ellis Field. Texas A&M clinched a spot in the SEC tournament in Orange Beach. The Aggies leapt over Ole Miss and Alabama into 8th place in the standings. The Maroon and White wrap up the regular season Thursday as they travel to Starkville for a 7 p.m. match against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Don't forget to catch the Coach G Show tonight at 7 o'clock on Willie 1550. In A&M volleyball, the Aggies came back from a 2-1 deficit to defeat Georgia and give head coach Lori Corbelli the 600th victory of her collegiate career, as well as her 500th win in her 24th season as head coach for the Aggies. The Aggie volleyball team next takes on Missouri on Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Reed Arena. In the NFL, the Houston Texans are in Denver to take on the Broncos tonight, with Brock Osweiler set to face his former team. Osweiler signed with the Texans over the offseason. He goes into the game coming off his best game as a Texan, leading Houston back from a deficit to an overtime win against the Colts. That game is tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in the NFL, Seattle's Steven Hauschka and Arizona's Chandler Catanzaro both missed short field goals in the closing moments of a 6-6 deadlock. Both kickers hit field goals on the first two possessions of overtime before the Seahawks and Cardinals played to the NFL's first tie since 2014. Meanwhile, Cleveland remains the NFL's only winless team after Andy Dalton threw for 308 yards and 2 touchdowns to pace Cincinnati to a 31-17 win over the 0-7 Browns. In Major League Baseball, Cubs president of operations Theo Epstein says he won't rule out the return of Kyle Schwarber for the World Series against the Indians. Schwarber was ruled out for the year after he tore 2 knee ligaments in an outfield collision with Dexter Fowler in Chicago's third game of the season. The outfielder and catcher has been working out with the Solar Sox of the Arizona Fall League. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
their starting pitching is tremendous. They catch the ball. They're athletic. They're obviously built for October. And I think they've known that for quite a while.
Indians manager Terry Francona says he'll start Corey Kluber in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night against the Chicago Cubs. The right-hander is 2-1 in his first postseason. Francona has right-handers Trevor Bauer and Josh Tomlin penciled in for Games 2 and 3, respectively. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it, specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Let's do some weather, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXD. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Mostly cloudy today, slight chance of showers, about 30%.